will you describe about us having a gift or something we have to fulfill?
Mm-hmm.
Makes me think of how easy it is for us to get caught up in our own individual game. So how do you manage that? Because that's a pretty big deal to try and fulfill.
Yeah. Well, these days in this society, it's a big deal to even identify what that is. Unfortunately, I'm going to say most people these days, go to their graves without having much of a clue about really what they're here for, which is tragic. The problem is that in a what I consider to be a functional society, functional community, the community sees it as one of their first obligations to the young and to the world to help people discover who they are, why they're here, and how to go about identifying and bringing forth their gifts. Well, where do you go to find that these days?
Career college.
Career college.
Find someone with an album.
Some people say find it within yourself.
Well, yes, but it's both within and without. But how do you go about finding that? It's not necessarily something that just happens automatically without the right circumstances. And one of the, I'm going to say the primary requirements for this is it needs to be done in an effective ritual setting, which is called the initiation into adulthood.
And there's a ceremony for that?
Yes. Every people has had a ritual initiation into adulthood. And, the arrangements are different for different people, but it's all about the same thing. Because this is the thing that makes the difference between a child and an adult. A child is someone who is necessarily and rightfully dependent on their family and their community to provide for them. When we become adults, that role changes. And now instead of being someone who's provided for, you become someone who's providing for others, be they your children or the community at large or both. Yeah? Now, that change is more than a sociological changing role. In order for that to happen effectively and safely, requires a very special spiritual chemistry. It's analogous to the caterpillar changing into a butterfly, a very different animal. A deep transformation goes on. But in the case of a caterpillar, or other animals aside from human animals, arrangement is just that it happens, you might say, spontaneously. For human beings, it requires a ritual, there's a word here I'm looking for, which I can't find,
Chrysalis?
Well,
container,
but what do they call a big
vessel?
Cocoon?
No, what do you call a big, like a big pot with a really hot
pressure cooker?
Well, okay, say it's not the word I'm looking for, but
slow cooker.
Vat.
There's a what do you call in metalworking when you have a really hot thing that you put metal
crucible.
Into? Huh? Crucibles,
crucible.
Right? It requires a ritual crucible to create the spiritual chemistry that creates a change. It's a change of state.
Is that when you go in the cave for so many days?
Well, it can be. Like I say, different people have different ways that were given to them to provide for this. But the result is always meant to be that the person who emerges is a young adult. Mm-hmm. You could say a different animal. Mm-hmm. Now, that is something that is very rare to come by these days. The good news is that it has been reintroduced via Grandfather Fire and the Sacred Fire community. It's available to young people again today. But as of yet, there's only a very small number of young people who've had that opportunity coming back. That's something that no matter who your ancestors were, in former times everybody had access to this. And therefore you had communities, and in those rare places where it's still in, these things are still in place, you still have people who are functional adults rather than old adolescents. Mm-hmm. Mm. People who have a deep knowing of who they are, what their job is, in other words, what there is for them to do, and have touched upon the spiritual forces that are there to help them bring that forward. So, let's see, what was the original question here? I forgot.
Work, how to bring forth your work.
Oh, yeah. What I'm trying to say is that for people like us today, it's not a simple matter to even identify what your calling is, much less to bring it forward. We're at a huge disadvantage here. Therefore, there's a lot of lostness and a lot of suffering as a result. Now, for those of us who are, let's say, chronologically adults, but haven't had the opportunity to have initiation, well, it's not like all is lost. There are ways to work to identify and bring forth these things, but it's a slower, much more gradual process. But it still requires a certain level of what I'm going to call ritual work. So for some people, I'm going to speak now about the offerings in the Sacred Fire community. For some people, a series of men's or women's retreats can be very helpful in this direction. Some people get called to pilgrimage as a way of helping with this transformation, and there are other things. But as a society, it's been quite a while now where we really have been derelict in our duty to help others, particularly the young, identify and bring forth these things. So it's more difficult and it's more complicated, but still worth searching for, praying for, and being open to. And spending time like we're spending now around fire, particularly consecrated fire, is very helpful. Because, as most of you have heard, time and again, fire is the energy of heart. Heart knows you at a depth that your mind will never know itself, and certainly knows, you know, what your soul is about, how it's constructed, and where you need to go. And so just being around the fire, as our ancestors have done since the beginning of humanity, is a huge help in bringing forth, mysteriously, but eventually you find yourself making the moves that take you in the right direction. And praying for that guidance and being open to it. And when the time is right, it starts to show up.
What if you know what your calling is, but you never have any ritual involved with that?
Well, you're fortunate.
Okay.
Well, you're fortunate, but maybe not completely fortunate. Because, you know, the right kind of ritual is always helpful. Even if you can identify it, it's very helpful in bringing it forth. So, for example, because of my work, I guess, I often come across people who identify, and often correctly, let's say that they have a some sort of a calling to do healing work, for example. Now, that's not the only kind of calling. There are many, many kinds of calling, so I'll just speak about that one. And many of those people find a way to tap into that at some level. Some people don't. Some people spend most of their lives, or even all their lives, looking for, you know, what is the right way for me to actually go with this. But in every case, what's called the optimum way to do that involves a ritual engagement with the tradition that your soul belongs to, that, let's say, provided that calling for you in the first place.